G. Mullen and William T. Gorman, west of Route 1, north of Washington Street, being part of Lot 26 within Rehoboth Manor. A variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Bill Gorman, 23 Washington Street, Rehoboth Beach, 19971.
Okay, and you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for your time. I'm here on behalf of, actually, my firm handled the sale of this property this summer. Mr. Gorman's now the proud new owner. It was an estate sale, and when we went to close, we found, lo and behold, that we had a couple sheds that require a variance from the rear setback. So I believe there was, okay, everybody has a copy. If not, I have extras. We're looking for the minimum here. As you can see, the one shed is 1.4 feet from the rear line, and the other one is 0.8 feet from the rear line. So we need variances of 4.2 feet for the one that's closer and 3.6 feet for the one that's a little bit further away. The lot itself is rather irregularly shaped, and it's particularly short. It's shallow for that area. Most of the lots are about 150 or 160 feet deep. This one is really just actually short of 92 feet, although it's 100 on the side based on the angle. The way the property is laid out, again, this is the rear, the sheds abut against the rear. The way the property is laid out, the driveway runs along the east side of the property. There's the home in front, and then behind that's a two-story garage with a game room on top of it. And you can see the steps to the deck, to the second floor of that game room. And then behind that is the shed. To the left of the property, to the west, you have county property. And it's heavily wooded, including on Mr. Gorman's property. But then you have a lot of trees, a heavily wooded area that then leads to county property with the water tower and those types of facilities by it. So I think it was intentional that all of the property was put on the east side of the property to keep that buffer from the county property. Again, this particular shape, because it's so shallow, that's where they ran into the issue with the sheds being too close to the rear line. The reasonable use, it makes sense to keep everything by the driveway there. That's why I think they didn't put it further behind the building, otherwise you end up looping around, and that's, again, a heavily wooded area, so I think they designed that to keep, they put it, the placement was designed to keep as many trees as possible. This wasn't created by the current owners. Again, it was a purchase this summer. Permitting the variance isn't going to alter the nature of the neighborhood. There are other sheds in that area, and again, it's been there. Quite frankly, we don't know for how long, just based on the fact that the previous owner is deceased at this point. We're requesting the minimum here. Again, just 4.2 feet on the one that's further from the line and 3.6 on the one that's a little bit closer. I'm sorry, I got that backwards. 4.2 on the one that's closer and 3.6 on the one that's a little bit further away from the line. Again, the applicant here didn't create the problem. And we're hoping that we can get this fixed quickly and that Mr. Gorman can begin enjoying use of the property at this point.
Okay. I see you have a survey. It's current. Normally when they're non-conforming buildings, we normally get a survey. It's been back in the 60s somewhere. So that's good. This is a current one, right? June 3rd?
That's correct, yes.
Yep. So our property card shows that the building is back in the 50s.
Okay.
That's non-conforming. For your information. Anyway, we looked it up.
Yep.
Oh, you got it, don't you? Good for you.
And I saw that there was a building permit pulled in 2000 to build that deck.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any questions for members of the board? Mr. McCabe? Mr. Wortman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? No correspondence?
Nothing at all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the applicant's counsel has adequately demonstrated that there's a uniqueness to the property, that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It wasn't created by the applicant, and will alter the essential character of the neighborhood in a minimum afford relief. Therefore, I make a motion we approve case number 10,349.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,349. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a
pleasant
evening.
Thank you. You too, sir.